Alberta Municipalities President Tyler Gandom is encouraged by recent efforts from the province to listen to municipalities, and he's hopeful that concerns about controversial provincial legislation will be taken into consideration. Gandom, whose organization represents about 260 cities, towns and villages, said increased dialogue is a positive step. The fact that they were willing to hold webinars to get feedback from our association and our members shows they recognized maybe a misstep when they were proposing Bill 20 and Bill 18, said Gandom, ahead of the AB Muni's 2024 convention and trade show to be held at Westerner Park from September 24 to 27. Announced earlier this year, Bill 20 Bill makes significant changes to the Municipal Government Act and the Local Authorities Election Act, including increased ability for the province to mandate bylaw changes, remove councillors, and permits the establishment of municipal political parties in Edmonton and Calgary for the 2025 municipal elections. With Bill 18, the Provincial Priorities Act, municipalities will need provincial approval to enter into a funding agreement with the federal government. Gandom said Premier Danielle Smith is also scheduled to meet with Alberta municipalities, AB Munis, after the convention, and delegates will have the opportunity to speak to provincial ministers during the event. About 1,100 convention delegates will be in Red Deer to discuss municipal issues and vote on 26 resolutions, which include calling on the province to establish an independent office of integrity for local government, allow municipalities to choose which vote counting system, including automated, to use in their local elections, create a wildfire prevention committee with industry, municipal and provincial experts, elected officials, and senior municipal administrators, provide full-time 24-hour home care services in lodges and supportive living housing, doubling speeding fines in playground and school zones, support for watershed management that includes engaging municipalities on Water Act permit approvals. A resolution proposed by the City of Red Deer advocates that the province create a comprehensive emergency shelter strategy for the entire province, clarifying the roles for provincial and municipal governments and applicable community stakeholders. Resolutions about funding propose education property tax reform so municipalities retain more funding for local infrastructure, reinstating full funding for servicing provincial properties, increasing capital and operational funding, provincial and federal, for permanent supportive housing for people experiencing chronic homelessness, and increasing family and community support services funding to address population growth and inflation. Gandom said changes to the funding formula for infrastructure meant municipalities received a base funding of $772,000 million instead of $1.75 billion. So AB Munis will continue to make the province aware of funding shortfalls. We're seeing a huge population increase with the province's campaign Alberta is calling. We've got healthcare shortfalls. There are a lot of places where I think we need to be doing better, not that I'm saying that throwing money at something is the solution, but we definitely need to have a plan to accommodate the ever-increasing population in Alberta.